This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And what a gorgeous day outside. Tuesday, beautiful day. Today is the Farmer's Market. I cannot wait to go.
Oh, in Bedford.
In Bedford. Yes. Bedford's Farmer's Market today. And it's like my weekly thing now. And
yeah, you've become quite the fan of,
I love it.
Local food and such.
I'm into it big time. I mean, I've always gone, but not like, you know, regularly. I have to run right out today to go to a meeting in Milford. And then on our way back, we're going to stop at the Bedford Market.
By the way, pick up a copy of today's Nashua Telegraph. I mentioned the Red Arrow Diner in my column.
Oh, cool.
Which is in every other Tuesday.
Okay.
And I talk about Dinah Fingers a little bit in kind of a weird, twisted way.
Oh, cool.
So anyway,
Very cool.
Giving you a little love in my warped way.
And your twisted way.
It's all good, but
I'll accept it.
Yeah.
I will accept it.
Yeah, you'll see the context of it.
Got it.
Cool. So, yeah. So that's very cool. Yeah. And I mentioned the Milford location specifically.
Oh, nice.
Because that's where the Telegraph covers.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Yes.
I had figs last night.
Oh, you know, I was going to ask, because you were focused like a laser beam. I'd never eaten a fig like that, which
me
is
either.
Right off the tree,
yep.
Ripe. And, I mean, I didn't know what to expect.
Me
and
neither. Wasn't it amazing?
It was fantastic.
So when I left here, the studio, I went upstairs to my office, and I printed off, I just punched in a few, recipes, and I found this awesome recipe. Well, you know what? It was recipe with figs. It was fig skewers, and I ended up. It was a little plain.
Okay.
But I ended up using, because it was fig skewers and chicken skewers with a base to put on it.
Really?
So I ended up doing the chicken skewers that way. I went to Fresh Market, got my chicken, and I skewered, cherry tomatoes, chicken, shallots, and that's it. And just, you know, repeated it. It was like little skewers like that.
Okay.
And the base was balsamic vinegar, honey. Oh my gosh. Oh, and wine. Port wine. I just used a red wine. I had a red wine. I didn't really look at it. It was a Cabernet. That's what I drink. So that was there. And I used that. And you like boil it down with some thyme in it.
Yep.
It came out a little bit thick. Oh,
that's
my
what you
God.
Want, I think. You kind of want
yes,
thick.
Yes, it was so good.
So it sticks to whatever you're drizzling it on.
It did. It stuck, and Daryl did the grill perfectly, kept basting them, and we sat out in the backyard. And I did the figs just like Steve said.
Okay.
I put a little bit of blue cheese, wrapped it in prosciutto.
You cut it in half first and then put it in there?
Cut it in half and did that. But you know what I didn't do? Because I'm not a griller. I can't even really visualize what the grill looks like because I do not grill. I'm bad.
You can't visualize what it looks like.
No, I'm the width of the grates and stuff.
Oh,
and I was roasting asparagus as well. So I basically roasted the figs in the oven. I did it that way.
Oh, okay.
I didn't put them on the grill. But I did put a little broil on top so they got a little bit crispy on the top.
Really?
But Daryl did say, he says, next time we need to put these on the grill. I go, well, that is what Steve told me to do. And
yes.
I didn't do that.
And you did wrap it with prosciutto?
Oh, yeah. And it was so easy. I mean, I was kind of thinking, how's the blue cheese going to stay on there? But, I mean, you basically just mush
wrap
it on.
You just wrap
and then
it
wrap
around.
It.
Yeah, it's
and
not going
I didn't
anywhere.
Even use a toothpick or nothing. Just laid it onto the
I see.
Thing. But like Daryl said, we have a basket that can go on the grill
yes,
for them not to
we
fall
have those
through.
Too.
And he says, we'll just use it the next time.
Just put a little olive oil in there so it doesn't scorch. Oh, that's
delicious.
Was it? Now, does the cheese melt inside or just get softer?
It did kind of melt.
Yeah.
It kind of melted, and oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They were delicious.
So, did you like cut them in half then when you eat them? Because if
no,
you put the whole thing
whole.
In your mouth, if the cheese is really hot, that could be a disaster.
Was, well, you know bad? What? The grilling wasn't quite ready when I got outside. I had covered it with tin foil, so they were fine. Perfect temperature. Pop them right in your mouth. What a delicious like appetizer!
Oh,
I
can't wait
someplace.
To try that.
Yum.
So you got them at
Fresh Market.
Fresh
and they
Market.
Had two different kinds. They had the Black Mission figs, and they had it was like a yellow
some
fig.
Other kind, huh?
But I used the black ones.
Right. And how much were they for a little pint?
You know, I don't even remember. It was kind of a bigger box because I
oh,
still
was
have
it?
A few, and we're gonna
maybe
make some more tonight. Yeah, it was like a long box like
oh,
this,
yes.
long and,
okay.
and narrow. It was maybe a quart, a little less than a quart, maybe or something. I think it was like $4.99. Might have been $4.99.
Not bad.
I'm anxious today at the farmer's market to see if there's some there.
Oh, I'd be surprised if there were because,
they don't grow them around here. That was stupid. You're right.
Well, not stupid because sometimes people do bring other things. Yeah. But I don't know about that.
You know, I'm having some delicious gazpacho from Midtown Cafe, but
that should be cooling you off.
a little bit too much sriracha in there.
Yeah, so pull out your red menopause fan.
I need my red menopause fan.
Yes. Well, you know, our friend Michelle Holbrook, who owns Michelle's Totally Awesome Gourmet Popcorn, her new store will be opening probably this month, being that it's September. The storefront is up in the, I think it's the Londonderry Commons Shopping Plaza, which is at Mammoth Road and 102.
Oh.
Probably 3 minutes off of exit 4.
Right.
So I saw the storefront go up yesterday, and they're moving from their current location into Londonderry.
That's exciting.
Well, it's good, except it's dangerously close to where I live, which means I will probably be going in there more than I should because their popcorn varieties are so good.
She has good popcorn.
Yeah. So we want to wish Michelle Holbrook luck with her family opening up a new location.
Nice.
Excited about that.
Yeah. Good for her.
And Friday, I'm very excited because we're going to have a couple guys by the name of Mac and the Big Cheese.
Sounds fun.
Now, I've heard of them, so I did a little research, and they do shows all over the country. It's kind of an interactive, humorous cooking show where it's mostly like outdoor cooking, either grilling or camping.
Right up your alley.
Right up my freaking alley. And so they do have a show at 2 o'clock at the Hopkinton State Fair about the time we get off. So I'm going to scurry on over when we're done.
Check it out.
And check it out and see what I can steal. But we expect to have, they have a show at 10 and they have a show at 2, which leaves them a couple hours in between. So I have the phone number of one of the comedians and we're going to coordinate. Looks like probably 12:10 to 12:30 will be their segment with us. Very funny. I sent you a little link to some of their TV appearances. So excited about
that. Should be cool.
And then we'll see who else wants to come talk to us. Got to get the guy that deep fries the Oreos.
Yeah, I guess so. Oreos and Snickers.
Oh, yeah. And then whoever else. I want to meet the guy or the people that grow the 800-pound pumpkins if they're there. They're not always there at their booth, but you know, we'll find people that can talk about that
and,
stuff.
And she used to be a sponsor on the show a few years ago. I'm sorry, the name is escaping me, but the lady that does, her and her husband, they do the big donuts.
Oh, they used to be sponsors?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They did.
Big donuts, meaning like fried dough or?
No, donuts, like homemade donuts.
Hubcap-sized donuts, Mike.
Exactly, right?
What
do you remember
called?
Their name, J-Dog?
Betsy's Donuts?
Oh, Betsy's. That's exactly
really?
It. Betsy's Donuts.
Where are they out of?
They're out of Concord, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. J-Dog, are you familiar with any of the other food vendors that we may want to get in touch with?
Let's see. That are at the fair.
Yes.
I do remember a couple of years ago having a fried pickle. They brought it back here. I had never tried a fried pickle before, but I had it. This was a couple of years ago.
Was it coated with some kind of breading or topping?
Yeah, it was. Yep. And it was okay. It was good. It was good. I'm never going to do it again, but, you know. I quit donuts in 2014, so I've made that lifetime commitment to never have donuts again. So
you have?
Yes.
Is this for health reasons? Or?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, because I quit pastrami back in the early 2000s. I quit hot dogs in 2005. The lesser, like, I'm going to quit Doritos in a couple of years. I'm probably going to quit pizza 10 years from now. So.
You've got a timeline for the stuff you're going to give up.
J-Dog,
huh?
Come on. You only live once. Really?
No, the James Bond movie told me you'll only live twice. Or so it seems. No, but no, I just figure that as you get older and, you know, with the genetics that I've had with my parents, there are certain foods we're not agreeing with them as the years went on. So I probably have the same kind of intolerance.
Well, we're just teasing you, but I mean,
I know. Only
you know best.
Yeah.
So by the time you're 70, you'll be down to water and saltine crackers pretty much, huh?
The vegan lifestyle when I'm 70, apparently. So
a vegan lifestyle.
A vegan lifestyle, there you go.
Exactly. Well, then we have in studio, and we're going to talk to the creator of maple teriyaki jerky.
Oh, you didn't tell me that was maple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. I might have a bite of that.
Do you like jerky, J-Dog?
Yeah, I do. The thing is, I chipped my tooth about 19 years ago in the
jerky?
Pool. Not on jerky, but in the pool.
Oh,
so I had to be careful when I got my tooth capped that not to chew jerky with the front teeth, but the back teeth, yes. So,
good point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Turkey jerky, beef jerky, pork jerky. I like jerky. I'm on my sugar-free, processed sugar-free diet so far, and it's been a month in, and I'm so far so good.
Good
I'll get back to jerky sometime by the end of the year, though, because I know I like lime infused jerky and stuff.
Nice. Now, have you lost some weight over the course of
this? I was at around 215. I'm at 202 pounds now.
Good for you.
Nice job.
I'm trying to get to a size 36 waist. I'm almost there. I'm a size 40 to 38 around that because mm-hmm. I've got a wedding to go to in late October.
So. Oh, I think you can do it.
I think so, too. I'm exercising every day, drinking water, no sugar, no processed sugar. Honey, though. I get the raw honey.
Get raw honey.
Yes,
that's right.
It is fantastic.
Get all the benefits.
It is very good.
It is. Although, nice. I want to warn people, though, because I'm gravely allergic to bee venom. So make sure you talk to your doctor first about potential raw honey, because there is the possibility, though, with certain individuals that certain things like the honeycomb or whatever that's in there, in the raw honey, that you buy at a local grocery store or you mm-hmm. buy at a co-op, it could have bee venom in there, so just be careful. Yes.
Okay. Good.
I didn't do that. I tempted fate, though. I tempted fate, and I said, I'm grabbing the bull by the horns, and I'm going to do this. And I woke up the next day, and I was fine.
So. You're grabbing the bee by the stinger.
That's right. Good one.
Ouch.
Good one.
All right, J Dog. Thank you, sir, for your addition to the show today.
I'll be here all week. No, I'm just kidding. No. Yeah, right. I will not be here all week.
Two drink minimum.
Two drink minimum, folks. Tip your waiters and waitresses on the way. I'll try the veal.
Good night. Drive carefully.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Well, I guess we probably. Oh, do we have a food holiday today? Have you?
We do.
Dug one
it
up?
Is. There's actually a few of them, but I'm mm-hmm. not going to repeat some because they're kind of crazy.
Well, it's
sometimes
the first of
crazy.
September, so they put a bunch of them at the beginning
they
of the month.
Do.
Usually,
it's traditional oyster season.
Okay.
That one's okay. And today's food quote I kind of liked. I prefer my oysters fried. That way I know my oysters died.
Who said that? I love it.
Roy Blount.
Oh, right. Roy Blount is a commentator. He's on. He's on NPR from time to time, one of the game shows. Yeah, he's a great writer.
And it's
good
also
one.
National Cherry Popover Day.
Oh.
I'm not a cherry person. I do not like cherry.
No. You got quite a little list of stuff that you're
just
not all
few.
That excited
Look at me.
About.
I like pretty much everything. Oh. I mean, really.
Like grapefruit, you don't like raisins, you don't like cherries.
That's right. He knows. Or coconut. Coconut.
Or coconut, correct. Yeah.
Olives.
I like olives.
You do.
I do like olives. But I just want to, before we go to break, because I know we got to go on break, I thought this, I love the Food Network magazine. Mm-hmm. I love the pictures in it. And mm-hmm. I almost didn't get it because it looked like it was a lot of baking stuff, but I got it anyway. And I'm glad I did because there's a whole section on tomatoes in here.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that tomato. Does that look beautiful
or what?
It
looks like it's topped with some really delicious cheese and basil.
Well, you slice the tops off four large beefsteak tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Scoop out the seeds and most of the flesh. Generously drizzle olive oil, season with salt, pepper, Philly tomato with chopped basil, and one whole burrata. Have you ever heard of burrata?
Burrata cheese.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I had never heard of burrata.
We actually, Chef Patrick was in last week, and the JT's Tavern brought us
burrata
cheese.
Oh my gosh.
And it was outstanding.
Well, I can't wait to go like to Fresh Market or something and find out a little bit more about burrata.
Yeah, it's definitely a softer, very mild cheese, probably
like
very
mozzarella.
Workable. Yes, I would say in that neighborhood.
But
a little more flavor.
Doesn't that look beautiful?
Now is that a whole chunk of burrata?
It says put a ball in. So I don't know.
Okay.
Does it come by ball? I don't know. Like stuff it in. I don't know. But I think that looks fantastic.
That's fantastic.
But then there's all kinds of... So listeners, we're looking at the Food Network magazine, and there's a whole section on tomatoes because,
a caprese,
it's a farmer's market.
Kind of a layered caprese thing with the alternating cheese.
And that has pepperonis in between.
Oh!
Mozzarella, pepperonis. It's called a tomato pizza stack.
And see, I can see breading that and then deep frying it.
No kidding, right? And these look good, too. Bloody Mary tomatoes.
Yeah,
sprinkle halved assorted cherry or grape tomatoes with mm-hmm. celery salt and hot sauce.
Yum. Is there one that's canned also?
This is quick pickled tomatoes. That would not. That
no, it doesn't do it for me.
Faze me at all.
Wow.
Tomato pesto on some little French breads. That looks pretty good.
Oh, crustinis.
So anyway, I love that magazine because it. I always learn something in here. It's kind of cool.
Excellent.
So, anyway, all right. I think we're going to go on break. And we're going to go on break. And when we come back, we're going to be in studio with Tom Cunningham. He is the general manager and chef over at Steakout. It is the LeMay and Sons beef place over in Goffstown.
A farmer-style meat market and more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 116 Daniel Plummer Road. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
We are Food for Thought. Brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can find them online, spiceblends.com. You can order your spice blends that way, or you can go to any number of local grocery stores. Also brought to you by Mama McDonough's Irish Pub on Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side. You can find them on Facebook. Two of our many great sponsors on the Pulse's Food for Thought.
There you go. All right. And like I said, it's Tuesday today. And just so you know, coming up at right after the top of the hour, we're going to have another new bi-weekly. Did you just see that fall from up there? I was like, what the
heck? It's like this massive bag of packing peanuts.
I know, like peanuts that just flew from like upstairs. But anyway, sorry. We have a brand new bi-weekly segment. I haven't gotten a name yet, but it's my son Tyler and Allie, who is Miss America's Outstanding Teen. They're going to be doing a segment on dining out. From the young perspective.
Exactly.
And they do go to some pretty nice places, so I'm kind of anxious to hear what they have in store for us today. So
I want them to tell us about places that we haven't heard of that maybe we just overlook, that we shouldn't overlook.
And I think that they're going to do that with us.
Oh, good.
I think that they will. So they'll be coming up. And then, of course, later in the show, we'll be joined with Julie Barron. We'll be able to hear about her Alaskan adventure. Julie Barron's president and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. So without any further ado, let's go on to our next segment. We are here with, let's welcome Tom Cunningham. You're the general manager and chef over at Steakout, which is also part of LeMay and Sons Beef. That's been around there for years and years. I mean, that's been there for a long, long time. So welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the Steakout and what you have to offer over there. And you've been there a little less than 2 years, almost 2 years?
Yeah, the store opened a little less than 2 years ago. And it's a farmer-style meat market where you can buy meats that we process in our facility next door, locally raised and processed under USDA supervision. It's a really nice local product.
Okay. Now, when I was asking your title, general manager, of course, and chef. So, what do you do as a chef at Steakout? Like, what is it that you prepare?
Well, at the Steakout, we also have a catering company that works off of this, where we do pig roasts and full weddings and full array of catering.
I didn't know that.
And we also have a Monday through Friday, we have a ready-to-go meal that you can come in and pick up, home-style food. As the season progresses, we'll go back into soups. We usually have a soup of the week and a soup of the day, and it's all, like I said, all locally sourced products.
People can come in and, like, grab a lunch, or if they say, you know what, I don't feel like cooking tonight, they can come by there and grab a meal for dinner.
Oh, sure, yeah. We have a refrigerator that has all pasta salads and things like that. You can come in and buy your steak tips, per se, and grab a bottle of wine to go along with it, and the rest of the meal. You can get some fresh produce. You can grab some fresh sides that are already ready to go.
Sounds pretty good.
Well, as a fan of butcher shops, and I don't live near your place, so I've not been in there. But I will. Barbara works at St. A, so I need to send her.
It's right down the road from where Barbara works.
I know. Yeah. I need to send her over there. But the thing that I like, and again, I can't address yours, although I'm sure it's great, is to find steak tips, marinated steak tips. In the grocery store, forget it. I find that about 1 out of 10 times I'm going to get something that's decent, where I'm going to get about 95 out of 100 times, I'm going to get, you almost don't need a steak knife. And so typically how long are the tips marinating before they go over the counter to somebody like me?
Well, we marinate for about, for the most of our marinades are overnight. Some of our other marinades that need a little more time, it's about 2 days.
Yeah, give them a little more volume on the control board over there. He's saying important things. I don't want anybody to miss this. Thank you.
Now, one thing that we don't do that a lot of other butcher shops do is tumble. We don't use a vacuum tumbler.
Explain what that is.
Yeah. A vacuum tumbler is when you take meat, you put it into a basically a vessel with the marinade and put it under a vacuum, and then you tumble it for a series of hours.
So it kind of forces?
Like, it forces the...
Literally tumble?
It tumbles. It just rolls, and that allows it to, the marinade to continue to mix. Okay. And that vacuum pulls that in there.
Sure.
But what we found is by tasting something like that, it ends up having the texture of the meats change. You end up with a gritty,
mushy,
The flavors all the way through. You're going to taste that marinade, but are you really tasting any steak?
Sure.
The marinades we use, they're marinades that we make, and we marinate them to the amount of time that's necessary to get the flavor, but still have you know, the quality of steak. You're not buying marinade, you're buying steak.
Right. Now, what cut of meat is the typical steak tips?
Typical steak tips would be from the flat meat.
All right. So, I mean, you know, if you just go home and you have marinated, you just throw it on the grill, you're going to have a little tough time unless you cut it right. But by marinating it, you get the flavor and you get the tenderness, and you can't beat it from a well-done butcher shop, I think.
What about needling? Are you familiar with that? Like, my dad is into needling his meat lately.
You mean injecting stuff?
No, needling it to make it, I think, more tender. Like a tenderizer.
Yeah, that's not something that that we do. I've seen, you know, devices on TV and things like that, but it's not. I really don't have an opinion on it. Really, use your quality cut of meat as long as it's cut correctly and cooked correctly. You can get nice tender product without having to use that.
So LeMays and Sons have been around for 20 plus years.
Well, the actual LeMay & Sons beef, the slaughter facility where this whole business stems from, has been around for over 50 years. And the catering, I want to say, probably stemmed up about 20, 22 years ago. So it stemmed up out of a necessity. You know, the LeMay family is such a large family that they built a machine to cook a big pig to accommodate the family for barbecues, and then someone wanted to borrow it one day. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. And
for sure.
Went on from there. So.
Do you do a lot of barbecuing off property?
Yes, we do. We do. Oh, goodness, I think I have 4 events this weekend that'll be off property.
Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of which would be a whole pig. You could have that done.
Yeah, we've got 3 whole pigs going out this weekend, and there's a whole lamb as well.
Hmm. So. Oh, we've got a caller standing by.
All right. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, good. That was the quickest I've ever been answered. Great.
That's because J-Dog's on the board.
J-Dog isn't napping. Okay, good.
Right.
Yeah, actually, why don't you throw those on? You'll be able to hear better. All right, very good. Yes, go ahead. You've got our guest, Tom Cunningham, if you have a question for him.
Yes, I was wondering if LeMay & Sons beef still does wild game processing.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Oh, good. Not that I've gotten one in a few years, but hopefully this will be the year to get it here and bring it there to get it processed.
There you go. So you know right where to go, Pat.
Right. Well, again, we got to cross our fingers. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's a really good point. Deer season isn't really here yet. You know, it begins with I think bow season, then eventually firearms. So somebody bags a deer, what's the next thing they should do and how quickly if you're going to be involved?
Well, the best thing to do is to clean it, you know.
Out in the field.
Out in the field.
Right.
Get some ice into it and get it to your butcher shop right away.
Mm-hmm.
The old adage years ago was to hang it in your yard and things like that. And the longer you do that, the more damage you're doing to the meat.
Okay.
You know, our philosophy is, you take a steak and hang it in your backyard for a week and then go to cook it, it's not going to be any good.
All right, so
same thing with a deer.
All right, so what about various restaurants that have a 50-day dry rub aged steak? And, I mean, that seems to be a very expensive preferred way. So are we talking two different things here, or?
That's in a very controlled environment.
Okay.
You know, when someone takes a deer and hangs it in their yard, it still has that hide on it, so the sun hits it, or the you know it's an insulator. So the sun or heat, you know, warms it up, and it takes a long period of time for that to cool back down. That goes through that process over and over and over again until it's under refrigeration. I mean, their philosophy is good. They want it to hang.
Yes.
Hanging allows the meat to relax and to become more tender, but you can do that under refrigeration. And they can bring it to us, and we can do it there.
Okay, so that's good to know. What other types of game have you seen besides moose and deer? Does anybody ever bring squirrel or muskrats or squirrels huge down south. I mean, I realize we're not down south, but
we typically stick with large game.
Okay.
Phew.
Don't you guys ever watch the duck with those Duck Brothers, whatever that is?
I do not like them. I can't take them.
No, but so what is the key to do you ever process venison for sale for people that want to come in, or is it just on demand pretty much?
No, domestic venison, you know, white-tailed deer is illegal to sell in the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, you cannot sell anything that's domestic from the state as far as wild game is concerned.
Hmm.
Although we do sell some game meat in our store,
okay,
but they're not domestic to New Hampshire. We sell elk, we sell bison, things like that are farm-raised, but they're not from New Hampshire.
Got it. All right, so speaking of that, I'm looking at a container of maple teriyaki jerky, which I've had a couple strips, fantastic, and you'll have to wrestle this away from me before you leave.
Oh, it can stay.
Okay, good. So what other types of jerky might we find at your store?
We sell three varieties. We have our regular teriyaki, then we have a maple teriyaki, which you tried, and then we have our spicy.
Okay, is it all beef? I mean, this is turkey, but I think. No, this is beef. Yeah. This is beef. Do you do anything other than beef? Do you do turkey,
jerky? We don't do anything that we sell as far as beef, but but for game, if people want to have their game turned to jerky, we could do that.
Okay. What's the key to making jerky this good?
Time.
Yeah?
We use you have to use a low-fat product, because fat, when you reduce a meat, because that's going to be reduced by 50% when it's dried. You have a fat in there, and it'll be chewy. So we use a really, really lean product, and it gets marinated for several days and then goes through our smoking process.
So how long is the smoking process?
It's about 24 hours.
That's all?
Yeah, it's a real low. They're fairly small pieces of meat.
Yeah,
so
true.
It really doesn't take long. You just want to get the amount of smoke we want into it and the dryness we're desiring.
Are you a home barbecuer?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you have for a device?
Traeger smoker.
Okay. So what are your ribs like?
One of my ribs are fantastic.
Yeah. Do you take off the membrane on the back?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We have an event at our place twice a year where the backyard barbecue can come in and compete.
At your house or at the,
the
store?
At the store.
Really?
Where the backyard barbecue can come in and compete with their peers and his prizes.
Really?
And
what are the types of meat here? Because I'm thinking about
this. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I can see Mike there.
Yeah.
It's usually... the basic items you have chicken, baby back ribs, brisket, and then a side item of your choice.
Okay, and who are the judges? Or do you need these judges?
We use some certified judges.
You do?
Yeah.
Certified judges?
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
So it's a big deal. Is there prize money involved or merchandise?
There's usually a gift certificate to the store and, of course, bragging rights.
Yeah. So what's this event called?
It depends on which we do it twice a year. At the beginning of the year, it's just our annual spring fling, and then we do our Oktoberfest.
So I got to bring my own green egg with me, right? I got to get there somehow.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I don't have a towing thing for my car. That dude weighs 225 pounds. I'm not going to stuff it in the back of my RAV4.
Strap it on the roof?
I don't think so, unless you want to sit and hold it from Wyndham to Goffstown.
No, that's okay.
All right.
No.
Well, we probably ought to take a break here because I need some more jerky.
You know what? I want to try the jerky.
All right, I'll pass it over.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We are in studio with Tom Cunningham, general manager and chef. Mike's new best friend over at The Stakeout, which is also part of LeMay & Sons Beef, which has been around forever and ever over in Goffstown on Daniel Palmer Road. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are in studio with Tom Cunningham. He is the general manager and chef over at The Stakeout, which has been around now for almost 2 years, and it's part of LeMay & Sons. I mean, if anybody really that's lived in Manchester or Goffstown, for years, knows of LeMay's. I mean, it's right on the corner and, just about on the corner, like one slot down, really, right? There's like something, but pretty, I think everybody says it's on the corner, right? Yeah, I mean, it's right there. You can't miss it, like you said. St. Anselm's Drive and Daniel Palmer Road.
Yep.
And I am usually not a jerky person, and that maple jerky is delicious. I really like that.
It really, I mean...
flavor is
Tracy said it,
right
it
there.
Melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, not quite, but it's as close as you're going to get. And what I love about this is that it's cut in really small, thin strips for the most part, so you're not wrestling with it. You take off a nice piece and you savor it, you chew it up, and then you go back for more. So I don't think there's many calories in that either. I mean, it's such lean cuts of meat, right?
That is always on. I mean, I'm always watching what I'm eating and diets and this and that and this and that. And you, jerky is always on it, like to have. It's like a good source of protein and, yeah. But I'm always like, I don't like jerky. I don't like jerky. I'm going to have to go and get jerky because I know Daryl likes jerky. So he'll
take this home with you.
Well, I'll take a little bit of it.
Oh, see, you're
more of the jerky person
maybe,
than I am.
But you always send
you're
me home with
the
food.
You're more of the jerk than I am.
Did you hear what she just said to me? Oh, my God.
I couldn't resist. Okay, you know what? I have a question for you. Now, for somebody that has not been to the stakeout, like myself, and I feel real bad, and I promise I'm going to go within the next few days.
She will, too.
I will. I definitely will. I feel terrible that I haven't. But, for the listeners out there that haven't been, walk me through the front door and what we might find, like what kind of cases and what's in them and what we may find.
Well, you walk in, you take your first immediate left, and that's where you'll find our jerky. Okay. Jerky will be there along with some locally sourced jellies and jams, maple syrup, and honey, all from New Hampshire. And then the next case over is all craft beers. We have a real good variety of craft beers, and I can say I've tried every one of them.
Isn't that crazy, craft beers? We do a segment on the show every other week with Michael Helpley Pierce, and yeah, we're learning a lot about craft beer. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's 40 microbrews in the state now, which who knew?
Do you have any Abel Ebenezer?
They're out of Merrimack.
Oh, sorry. You got to check them out. Great beer.
You may.
You know what? They might not can it, right? Is it maybe?
No, I think they bottle.
Do they? I mean, bottle or whatever.
And a great North. Brewery is also new out of Manchester, and they're cans.
Yeah, I went to their opening the other night.
You were there, yeah.
We'll placing an order for that today. We'll have it in
the morning. Oh, cool. Well, check out Abel Ebenezer. Yeah, that's really good, too, popular. They're over at Millie's also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but go on.
The next case over would be our dairy and beverages. We have milk from Shaw Farm and Drake at Mass.
Oh, yes. I used to live near there.
Oh, yeah. They got
beautiful
place. Great products. Mm-hmm. There'd be some fresh produce in that case there. Now, in the center of the room, right by there, is a table that's covered with produce. It's got corn and all local produce.
So local corn?
Local corn, yeah.
So today I can go there and get local corn?
Yep.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you go straight forward, and there's our fresh case that has our four varieties of steak tips. We usually have two varieties of marinated chickens. Then we have a variety of nice steaks and pork and fresh ground beef every day. Then you go to the right, and you'll find that's our hot food station where we'd have our soups and our meal of the day. And then the rest of the store is dedicated to frozen foods.
Okay.
All of our meat is, except for the stuff that's reserved for the fresh case, is cut and packaged and frozen immediately. It's fresh, so it's in a vacuum seal.
Right.
So that it stays nice and fresh. It's a nice product.
So what are the hours of stakeout? Tell us that.
Monday through Wednesday, it is 10 to 6. And Thursday and Friday is 10 to 7. Saturday is 9 to 4. And Sunday is 9 to 3.
Very good.
So somebody walks in, they have a question or they want a particular cut. Can you custom, if you've got it in stock, something they want specifically, a certain amount, a certain number of bones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the slaughter facility and processing facility right next door. So
nice.
If I don't have it on the shelf or I don't have it in the fresh case, I can go next door and source it from the from my cutters next door.
Yeah, people don't realize that somebody like yourself is such a great resource for advice on things. Let's face it, a good cut of meat is not inexpensive, and you want to make sure that you treat it with respect and do it right.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you've got the answers. You can give advice to people who perhaps are not as seasoned in the world of cooking and grilling as you are.
Yeah, we can pretty much talk you through any meal.
Yeah, which is very nice. Another thing, because time is coming up almost for Thanksgiving, so when does the order taking start for fresh turkeys? Do you carry those?
Yes, we do. It's on limited supply. It's basically you got to put your order in, and once we have our limit for the cutoff, then we stop taking orders.
So you have local farms you deal with on that?
Local farms that we deal with that, and we process those ourselves in our facility.
Is it getting more competitive to because there are so many people now that are sourcing the local food, the produce, the livestock? Is it getting more competitive to find a farm that can give you as much as you need?
Well, there's enough farms that we can we can kind of pick and choose from, you know, here and there. I don't really think we've had a situation where we've been short on anything. We've actually kind of just, you know, used one farm here, one farm there, kind of spread the wealth around a little bit so that everyone's getting a little piece of the pie.
And I'm sure they appreciate that, because this whole trend now, eating locally, has been nothing but a boost for New Hampshire farmers.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you do any farmers markets, or?
We do not do farmers markets, but we have a lot of farmers that bring their product to us to be killed, processed, and packaged with a USDA label that they sell at farmers markets. So,
what is the soup and meal of the day today over at Steakout?
There's no soup yet. The soup will be coming as fall gets here.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
But the meal of the day.
I stumped you. I'm sorry.
I walked in this morning and they told me that I was coming here. So. actually, they had sweet and spicy country style ribs with fresh corn.
Ooh.
Yum. Your favorite cut of meat to grill on your smoker is?
Ribeye.
Yeah, most flavorful.
Ribeye.
See, whenever we say the word ribeye, the music starts. Which means we're done. So, how was it? Did you have fun?
I had fun, yeah.
You got to talk about meat.
That's
how bad
right.
could that be?
No kidding.
You got out of work for a couple hours.
There you go.
Thank you, Tom, very much. That's Tom Cunningham, General Manager and Chef over at Steakout, LeMay & Sons Beef. And I also have a little note here from Mr. Spectrum. He said he needs some of that beef jerky for his camping trip this weekend. So that's to you, Tom.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.